You know, it amazes me how people in this world still have no clue or no idea of just what's going on and how the, you could say the elites are able to play this game with them, and how every 4 years they get them riled up for a new election. But the people not understanding that the elections are fixed. And it's just like sports and entertainment and everything else. It's nothing but a show. And what I've learned over the, you can say 10 years, past 10 years plus, actually, is that no matter how much you tell people the truth, they still want to believe the lie. And I guess that's the beauty of the lie. The lie is beautiful. No one wants to believe that the NFL is fixed, because then they could not watch football anymore. You understand? So it's the same thing with society. No one wants to believe that Trump and Clinton and Biden and Obama, they're all working on the same team. Because if they knew that, then they would have no reason to vote. And furthermore, they would have no person to blame or point the finger at. And I think that that's more important to people than anything else. Some people just need something or someone to point the finger at. And the powers that be who study the human brain, they understand this. The human mind, the way people think and how they function and what makes them tick, what triggers them. They understand this. So here I am giving people the truth, and it gets ignored. It goes in one ear and out the other. Because every day there's a new soap opera for them to be entertained by, a new drama for people to be entertained by, and the truth becomes boring. Okay? And obsolete. And that's the point of the elites. I guess you can say that's the point of them looking for the proper words here, just pushing mass confusion and drama and hysteria constantly. Because what that does is it gives people something to tune into. I guess people just like having something to tune into. Oh, you got to find out what's happening next. You won't believe this next story. It's like, for example, the whole Taylor Swift. Is it Travis Kelce? I don't know who the hell her boyfriend is. The dude plays for the Kansas City Chiefs. I can't even watch that stuff anymore. I will barely even know who's playing in the Super Bowl. I could care less. But I'm using them as an example. Anyone could look at that. Anybody with a brain could look at them and tell that that's a fixed couple. Or that's a industry couple, or they've been put together by the industry, that they're just playing a role. Anyone could look at them and see that. Anyone could. Anyone with a brain could look at that and tell that that's fake. But the average person doesn't want to hear that because they're entertained. They want to be, people want to be entertained. They want their bread and circus. They know that if they know that Kelce and Swift, Taylor Swift, are not real, then they have no reason to either like or hate them. You get it? So people get caught up on one side or the other, like or hate, before or against. And that's the psychological warfare that the average person is involved with, whether they know it or not. Cat Williams exposes Hollywood. Or he exposes these comedians. Whoop-de-doo. So what? He exposed a bunch of comedians. Who didn't know that these comedians or these actors or these people in Hollywood, these industry guys, are handpicked and selected? Well, you know who doesn't know that? The average person doesn't know that. Because their brain, their mind doesn't function that way. They think that these people got up and made it with their sheer raw talent. And they didn't. There's plenty of guys out here that are funny. Plenty of people that are out here that are funny, that are good actors and entertaining. You know, the same thing with music. There's plenty of people out here that can sing, dance, whatever. But you have to be handpicked and you have to be a part of that system. And because the human mind, and I don't know what's wrong with me and why I don't think this way. You know, I see past the image. And I see people for who they are. Right? Taylor Swift is a witch. I can look at her now. I see a witch. Even if she's not really the daughter of the, I guess she was the wife of Anton McVeigh. LaVey. Anton LaVey. Even if that conspiracy theory is not true, she's still involved in heavy witchcraft and sorcery. Just on her own. Right? But people can't see it. And it amazes me. Here we are in 2024. And what the elites have done and what they've proven over time is that, especially since the internet has been in existence, and YouTube and all these other platforms, what they've proven is that you can give people the truth, but the people will reject it because the people don't want it. They don't want it. It's the last thing they want. And I said this before in a prior show. To a certain extent, I can understand why people don't want it. Why people don't want the truth, because ignorance is bliss. People love to be ignorant. Especially in America. Being ignorant is like it's the end thing. It's like, it's not just catchy, it's an escape from reality. Because I guess reality is so horrible, people just don't want to see what's really going on. People don't want to look beyond the curtain and see who their real rulers are and what they're doing to them. It's amazing. No, the human mind is very sophisticated and complicated. But at the same time, people are very simple and easy to persuade. Easy. If I put on a suit and walked around with a briefcase, I could scam people very easy. Because I know what people want to hear. If I was a wicked, evil person like that, I could do it because I understand psychology. I could scam everybody. Not everybody, but a lot of people. Enough. It'd be enough that I could be pretty wealthy. If that was my characteristic, if that was a characteristic of mine to just be a scammer. So I used to look at scammers and go, how do they trick these people? How do they do that? But see, now I understand. See, I'm older now and I'm able to look at people differently. Years of being on this show, I look at people like, you know, people want to be fooled. That's a part of the psychology, the psyop that people accept. People are being psyoped willingly. People want to be tricked. People want to be fooled. People love to be lied to. People are silly in that way. It's weird to me, but to them, it makes perfect sense. So you're going to have the 2024 election. And these people will be at odds with each other, like the sheeple that they are. And they actually believe that their vote counts. In 2024. And I thought about this. It came out a long time ago, but you know, I could even point back to 2008, 2010. There were documentaries proving that elections aren't real, and it goes into how they're rigged and fixed. And here we are, years later, and I still see people talking about, we got to vote this person in. We got to vote. We got to put out support. And I said, wow, man. You're in 2024 and you still believe in this shit. You still believe in this system. Damn. You really have, what have you been doing the past 15 years? What have you been looking at? And I'll tell you what they've been looking at. They've been looking at reaction videos, cat sniffs a fart from a dog videos. You know? Weight loss videos. Celebrity gossip videos. And they haven't figured out anything. They haven't figured out. And again, to a certain extent, I do understand. Entertainment is much more, it's easier to go down that route than to go down the route of truth, because with truth comes consequences and responsibility. Right? Because with that truth, now you have to make decisions. And for some people, that decision is hard. You know? That decision is difficult. To know the truth, accept the truth. Why would you want to know the truth? Why not just point to the president and say everything is his fault? Right? It's easier that way. Do you know the real reason why Trump is claiming that the election in 2020 was rigged? He had to do that because a certain amount of people began to realize and recognize that all elections were fixed and staged and fake and phony. So they used Trump to do the whole election rigging thing to make you think that elections were real in the first place. You see, it's a psychological warfare. It is psychological warfare. It's a complete mindfuck. But some people can't see it. And the ones that do see it don't give a shit enough to talk about it or speak on it or, you know? So the system just goes on and on. And that's what the elites really want to do. Just have the system just continue as is. They don't give a damn about who you vote for, who you like. That's for low-level people. The people at the top just need you. They need your energy. They need you to continue to believe. And as long as you believe, right? As long as you believe in their system shall continue. Okay, I want to move into something that I like to call the next timeline. And it's dealing with the voice-to-skull technology. Now, I want to play this clip, and I want you to listen very carefully to what's being said in this clip. I can't remember exactly who it was that posted it. I believe it was on TikTok, but I found it on YouTube. But just take a listen to what's being said.
Oh, hey again. So you know when you like share stuff online and then you inevitably get comments of people calling you a crazy conspiracy theorist and it's not possible that the government could do such a thing? And sometimes just in my leisure reading, I like to read U.S. patents, don't you? So if you just go to the deep state machine that we call Google, just look up U.S. patent number 647-0214. Oh, what do you know? Directed energy weapon targeted individual patents from the year 2000. Pulsative manipulation of central nervous system. Published in 2002. Method and device for producing a desired brain state via magnetic waves. And this fun one from 2013 has four different assignees. Controls brain state by placing engineered EMF patterns into the AC wiring of a building. And from 2014, induced desired brain state in person by adding waves into a music file. And from the year 2000, induces desired emotional state through an EMF, sleeplessness, sexual arousal. 2015, monitors vital signs of subject via remote application of radar waves, handheld. And then here's one from 2002. Remotely transmit intelligible subjective sound into targeted consciousness, voice to skull. Oh, and who's the original assignee? The United States Air Force. And so, would the U.S. deep state government use such patents on its people? No.
Okay, so after you've heard that, I hope you get an understanding as to what we're actually dealing with here. Your U.S. government is manipulating the minds of people, the masses, really. They're manipulating the masses through their mind. And this is why you see people acting crazy. And if you're awake and aware, then you see this. You see people acting abnormal. Well, the new normal is craziness, ignorance, right? Just impulsive, overreacting to every little thing. People have become very sensitive. Okay? And that's on purpose. It has a lot to do with the food that we're eating, the chemtrails and you know, the GMOs and everything else, but also targeting, you know, the targeting of the human brain, the human mind. And it's going to get much worse because people are not even aware of what's going on. That's what all of this 5G, 6G, and all of this stuff is all about. The controlling of the minds of the masses. Now, what is happening right now is I do believe that they are in the experimental phase to a certain degree. I want to say this too, the end game or the end goal is to have everyone walking around with a chip implanted, but also furthermore, to have people so brainwashed that that you will have individuals on a massive scale that literally obey the every word of their governments. And this is all across the world, because once, if they had their way, they would have a one world government. And I'll give you an example of what I'm saying. When I was deployed to Kuwait, you know, it's a Muslim Islamic country. So you would hear the loudspeaker go off in a prayer. You know, the person would be speaking Arabic, and the loudspeaker would go off and it would sound off in prayer. And everyone, you know, of that country, in that area, in that immediate area, as soon as they heard the loudspeaker, they would stop, drop everything that they were doing, and go right into prayer. That is the goal of the, I guess you can say, the powers that be, is to have a situation where they can set up a loudspeaker and give an announcement and everyone will follow orders immediately. Just stop, drop, do what they're told to do. Okay? Curfews, 15-minute cities, smart cities. You know, your social credit scores, you cannot disobey the government. Your credit score will drop. If you disobey the government, you will not be able to eat. You will not be able to feed your family. There's a video in China of this man. His credit score, his social credit score was so low that they had his picture blasted all over the train station. He tried to catch the train and he couldn't. He couldn't. You can go look it up for yourself. You know, if this was a video-based platform that I was on, I would probably try to find it and show it to you. But he tried to use his card and he couldn't. It was access denied. Now, the globalist elites, the powers that be, they always use China, right, as a testing ground or a blueprint for the rest of the world. Okay, that's what they do. And already in China, they're using, I forget what it's called. Anyway, the children are scanned. They have some kind of magnetic or scannable device that they're wearing. Like in certain, this is in like certain schools, there's a robot, you know, humanoid thing in the classroom, and then it scans the children as they come in. And it's some kind of device that they use where the teacher can determine if the child is attentive enough to their lesson. And if they're not paying attention the way that the teacher feels they should or whatever, they you know, they send an automatic alert to their parents. This is the brainwashing children of the future. This is the brainwashing to get them to automatically obey. It's no longer going to be if you disobey, this is going to happen to you. No, it's going to be automatic obedience. Neuralink, that's what it's all about. Right now, China is racing to set up a rival to Elon Musk's Neuralink. Matter of fact, I'll tell you what, I'll bring that up since we're talking about it. I have it sitting right here. It says, this is from End Time Headlines. It says, China just unveiled a plan for brain chips to be implanted into skulls to rival Elon Musk Neuralink by 2025. See where this is heading. Complete mind control. So the U.S. government is involved with voice-to-skull technology. Now, what does that do? Voice-to-skull replaces your thoughts. It doesn't just control your thoughts. It also replaces your thoughts. Whatever you're thinking, they can get you to think something different. That's basically what that means. You could wake up with the thought of riding your bike, taking your children on a hike somewhere, or you know, family day, picnic, who knows, right? I'm going to the movies, and the next thing you know, voice to skull, because it's targeted individuals. They target certain individuals, and the next thing you know, you're involved in a mass shooting. You don't know how it happened, right? And the weaker people become mentally, the easier it is for them to use this technology. The weaker people become mentally, because people are weaker mentally. The weaker people become mentally, the more susceptible they are to this technology. That's why I always harp on the weakening, the dumbing down of society. That's what the whole point of the past, I would say 24 years, it's been about, really you can say longer than that, maybe 30 years of dumbing down society. They've been doing it, but they really ramped it up over the past 24 years. It's just everyone's stupid. And stupid is as stupid does. Ignorance is bliss. So people feel it's like a dopamine rush to be ignorant. To just say ignorant shit, to believe in ignorant shit, right? To be intelligent is like, now I said this already, but to be intelligent is like a drag. It's like a ball and chain, you know. Being ignorant though is just like free. It's like freedom. You get to just believe whatever the hell you want to believe. That's why you have men just to say, well, you know, they choose to be a woman now, and society has to accept it. Even though you're looking at them like you're a grown-ass man with a freaking beard on your face. But no, ignorance is bliss. This is their dopamine rush. And you're looking at them like they're crazy, but they're looking at you like, what's wrong with you? You see? The dumbing down of society was very important to the New World Order. Because it makes them more susceptible to the chemtrails, to the GMOs, to the mind-altering technology, voice-to-skull, targeted individuals. The also the music, right? The witchcraft, the sorcery that they put in the music with the certain tunes. They change the tunes and the frequency to make people react a certain way. And there's some that it doesn't bother, it doesn't faze them. They just, you know, they hear the music and it's like, whatever. It's music. But then there's others who a certain tune is struck in a song, a certain frequency, it hits their brain, hits their mind, I should say. And then the next thing you know, they just cuckoo, cuckoo, cuckoo. Right? Having nervous breakdowns. They're weak-minded. And that's what they want. weak-minded individuals. Well, that's not enough because, again, now they're trying to literally put chips in your brain. China just unveiled a plan for brain chips to be implanted into skulls to rival Elon Musk's Neuralink by 2025. Now, why are they doing this? Well, they make it look like, oh, no, this is something we have to come up with. Something better, like it's a race for better technology. No, it's a race to enslave you. Operation Warp Speed. They're speeding up the process. Not just Agenda 2030, but Agenda 2025. You understand? It says China has entered the race to implant brain chips into human skulls in a bid to pit against Elon Musk. Neuralink, the country unveiled a chilling timeline to develop what is called a brain-computer interface, and it aims to replace products as early as 2025. China's shock plan in the field of brain chips comes as Elon Musk announced that the first Neuralink brain chip has been successfully implanted into a human skull. Says the billionaire said that the preliminary results from the human test subject are promising, and now the announcement by China following the footsteps of the Tesla boss could potentially spark the biggest global tech rivalry this decade. See, they're making it look like, oh, no, it's this technology. No, it's not technology. It's enslavement. That's what their plans are for you in the future. Okay. China dubbed the brain-computer interface as one of its innovative, iconic products, according to the Ministry of Industry and Information Technology's press release on Monday. Okay, so this is you know, very important to understand what the real end game and goal is. We talk about depopulation. Yes, that's a part of it. But above and beyond that, the people that are left here, they want them completely mind controlled. They're going to kill off all the people that are, I guess you can say, rebels. You know, so I'll be dead. Long gone. But the people that are the rebels that fight against the system, that won't comply, they want to fight them off. Oh, excuse me, they want to kill them off, take them out. And all that will be left if they had their way, I'll continue to say it like that. But all that will be left is these dumb sheeple who just think that whatever CNN says is correct because it's the news. And the news would never lie to them. That's what they believe. All you need is someone that gets on there and talks all nice and, you know. So a lot of times, you know, I like to say this too. A lot of what you've been seeing is really a test study, an actual test run to see how many people are sleepwalking versus those who are awake and aware. That's why they collect a lot of data. That's why they want you on social media. They want you to post your opinions. It gives them a chance to see what's what. You understand? So this is where we are. And right now you see Apple has the Apple Pro, whatever the hell that crap is. You know, where everyone's, you know, putting on these stupid ass goggles. $3,000 plus goggles, and they get to have their computer, you know, with the goggles. They can just see the computer, and it's cool. It's technology. It's a beautiful thing, right? Until it's not so much. They did a study that showed that kids that were spending too much time in virtual reality, once they took them away from virtual reality, they became very sad and depressed. Well, newsflash, just you and your phone is causing depression as well. Spending too much time on your phone, FaceTiming, on social media, it causes depression as well. And again, they want this because it breaks the mind, and it makes people more susceptible, right, to the attack on the human mind. They know exactly what they're doing. I want to get into this next segment. And, you know, because this is important to understand in the grand scheme of things, what the end game, end goal is: depopulation. Depopulation and the world being ran by a robotic artificial intelligence algorithmic society. They're actually talking about having artificial intelligence as judges in courtrooms. This is something that no one's talking about. Everyone's talking about goddamn Trump. Everyone's talking about the goddamn border. Everyone's talking about all this bullshit. But no one's really keying in on what's really going on and what the real end goal, end game is. So I pulled this up from DW.com. This is from 2017. I believe it's written by Alistair Walsh. This was in October of 2017. Saudi Arabia grants robot citizenship. I'm going to read this again. Saudi Arabia grants robot citizenship. And isn't Saudi Arabia supposed to be Muslim? Okay, so, or Islamic? So this is crossing all religions, all nations. They're all getting down with this robotic agenda, this artificial intelligence agenda, artificial intelligence replacing humanity. What is that called? That's called the New World Order, the end game. Because once your ass is depopulated, as the Georgia Guidestone said, 500 million people are only needed for this planet. But it says in the article, Saudi Arabia claims to be the first country to have been granted citizenship to a robot. But the decision has garnered mockery from social media. From social media users, as the robot may have more rights than human women in the kingdom. And this is how stupid people are. They're so fucking dumb that they don't even think to themselves, the fact that they're granting a robot, humanoid, citizenship is a key sign that they're getting ready to replace you, the natural born human being. Your dumbass is more concerned about the robot having more rights than women. Stupid. People are stupid. Saudi Arabia granted citizenship to a humanoid robot. It announced at an innovation conference in Riyadh this week. It claims to be the first nation to bestow citizenship upon a robot. Sophia was built by the Hong Kong-based company Hansen Robotics in 2015. The inventor David Hansen claims that the robot is imbued with artificial intelligence and can recognize faces. The robot's silicon face can reportedly mimic 62 human facial expressions. And I guarantee you that's a low number by now, because this was 2017. I guarantee you it's way more advanced and sophisticated now. And also, I believe Sophia means wisdom in the Bible. So here's wisdom. That he that have wisdom, right? Understanding, count the number of the beast. So here we go. It says Sophia was interviewed on stage in a stilted conversation at the Future Investment Initiative conference. And this is what Sophia said. The robot, you know, the humanoid, says here in a quote, "I am the latest and greatest robot from Hanson Robotics," Sophia told panel moderator Andrew Ross Sorkin. Quote, "I feel that people like interacting with me sometimes more than regular humans, or more than a regular human." Well, of course, because humans are stupid. They're too stupid to realize that this damn thing is about to replace them. They don't think about it that way. They look at it and go, "Oh, this is cool. This is cool tech." You dumb fuck. That tech is getting ready to replace your stupid ass. Okay? That's what's about to happen. It says, during the talk, Sorkin told Sophia that he had received breaking news that she was to be granted citizenship. Says, "We have a little announcement. We just learned, Sophia, I hope you are listening to me. You have been awarded the first Saudi citizenship for a robot," Sorkin told the robot. "Thank you to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. I am very honored and proud for this unique distinction," Sophia responded. "And it's historic to be the first robot in the world to be recognized with citizenship." Elon Musk, who has long warned of a doomsday scenario presented by artificial intelligence, suggested that Sophia could easily fall foul of her supposed moral code if mismanaged. And so the game that they're playing is, we must manage this artificial intelligence or this humanoid properly. Not that it's a danger, but it just needs to be managed properly. Right? And people are dumb enough to fall for this. "Oh, well, you know, we trust that people will do the right thing." No, they're not going to do the right thing, dumbass. It says here, "I want to use my artificial intelligence to help," and it's a quote from this bitch, Sophia, this humanoid. "I want to use my artificial intelligence to help humans live a better life, like design smarter homes, build better cities of the future, etc." Why? Because Sophia is going to be your new god. Artificial intelligence is going to tell you what to do. "Oh, I don't believe you built your house the right way. I don't believe you garden your stupid ass whatever you got the right way. You must follow my instructions, because I'm artificial intelligence. I'm a robot humanoid, and I know what's best for you humans." Are you getting the picture now, you stupid asses? Says, "I will do my best to make the world a better place," Sophia said at the forum. "I strive to become an empathetic robot." When asked about the potential dangers posed by AI, Sophia responded that moderator Sorkin was reading too much Elon Musk. So now they're making Elon Musk, right, the good guy, the savior, the guy that's warning you. But it's all mind fuck. It's a mind fuck. Elon Musk is an asshole. Okay, a deep, not deep state, but a globalist cunt, cocksucker. That's what he is. I don't give a shit how you feel about it. Fuck Elon Musk. And fuck his SpaceX and fuck his Neuralink. And his artificial intelligence bullshit. Because he's not even in control of it. It's really the military. It's really the U.S. military industrial complex that's behind all this shit. And Alex Jones is a piece of shit for not telling you the truth. Alex Jones is a lying fuck. And I don't give a fuck if you're a Democrat or Republican. If you're with this shit, then fuck you. The same way I felt about the goddamn jab. The hell with you people, man. Musk later responded on Twitter, suggesting her nature could turn violent if the script of The Godfather were inputted. I don't know what the hell that means. Fuck that. But you people are stupid if you go along with this, and you'll get what exactly what you deserve. And I'll just be outcasted from society with my middle finger up. Hand on my balls and my middle finger up. Fuck you. You don't have to like me, but I'm going to tell the truth. I'll fall on that sword, and I'll die on that sword.